We are learning Mesechta Shulam Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the last narrow line, around 11, 12 lines from the top, the first four lines, Behemoth Chaver, we're starting at the end of that line. Just to speak out two things before we go weiter. First of all, if the behemoth, if it's Vaday Tevel, you can't give it to the behemoth. Here we're talking only Demai, which Reva Amaris Maasrim, that's what it says, when I buy for a behemoth, I don't have to take off. But if I buy for a behemoth, regular tour, of course I have to take off Maasrim. That's number one. Number two is, yesterday we had a discussion a little bit about Leket Shechapeya, if it applies to Chutz Laaretz or not. So the truth is, Pastors, according to the Gemara, Leket Shechapeya does apply to Chutz Laaretz, but it's only Midrabana, not Midraisa. Now, it's Machlokes Rishonim, how far does it go? So some hold that Leket Shechapeya is in the whole Chutz Laaretz. They bring down from the Vilna Goyen in Tosfos Maaser Rav, that he used to be Makbel Leket Shechapeya, even in Vilna, even in Chutz Laaretz. But the other shittas are, all Rishonim hold, Dafka around Eretz Yisrael, there's then Leket Shechapeya, but that's for sure, Leket Shechapeya is Chayiv Midrabanan around the Eretz Yisrael, that's for sure. We saw in Rashi, even Maisa Oni is Chayiv there. But Maisa Oni is a Kuliyam only Chayiv next to Eretz Yisrael. Leket Shechapeya is Machloikis, how far it goes, but one thing is for sure, that there's a Chayiv Midrabanan, a Leket Shechapeya, even in Chutz Laaretz. So the Gemara Vayta, in the middle of a story over here, that Pichas Bayar is on the way to do Pidyon Shvuyim. He first stops at an inn, and his behavior doesn't want to eat. And that's why the whole story came in for that story. But now we go Vayta in this Maisa, that Shama Rebbe heard that he's coming through town. Nafak La'ape, he went to greet the God of Adar, Pichas Bayar is one of the G'dayli Adar. Amalei, Ritzoncha Soi, that's the, you want to come eat by me? Now, Pichas Bayar had a minig, he never ate by anyone. He never ate from anyone, he never took from anyone. We'll see at the end of the Amud, he didn't even eat from his father's house after he became a gadol. He didn't take from anyone. So here, Rebbe went out to greet him and said, you want to eat by me? Amaloi Hain. He said, yes. Sov upon him, Shah Rebbe. Rebbe's face lit up. This never happened. He didn't come eat by me. He was very excited. Amaloi, so Pichas Yaratel, Kamaduma Ata Shemuda no Mishawani. What do you think? You think I was Moida? No, I made a neda, I'm not going to have enough from every Yisrael. It's not the pshat. I'll tell you why I don't eat from other people. Yisrael kadosh mehim. Yisraelim are tzaddik and they're kadoshim. Yesh writes of Einloi. There are some people who they want to invite me, but they just don't have enough. And they invite me anyway because they're kadoshim. But that's why I don't want to eat there because I'm taking the last piece of chicken. And Lamaisa, they want to invite me, but they don't have, so I don't eat by them. But yes, the other people are the opposite. She yes, loy, they have money, but they ain't a right, so they don't want to give it away. But it says in the Pasuk, Al Tilcham es lechem ra ayin, don't take the food of a ra ayin, v'altasomel tamoisav, and don't be misaved to their food, ki kemoi sha'ar benavshe kein hu. That Shabbat Nafshe Rashi has two pshatim, one pshatim. Besides, it's like you're taking part of that kishkas out, or you're feeding them something very bitter when you eat from them. So even though they're inviting me and they have enough food, but they don't really want to do it. So therefore, I don't eat there. I can ask me, how's that called Yisrael Kedoshim? The first guy Yisrael Kedoshim because he's inviting you, but doesn't have. This guy has, he doesn't want to invite you. So Tosis explains really. But Filoachi, look at Tosis, second Tosis. Filoachi Kedoshim Shemazamis Chaver Lecha Oz Ben Abayis. They're still Kedoshim. Why? Because they don't want to invite anyone. But they still invite you. Why? Because they're embarrassed. That shows also a midah of Klai Yisrael. They're embarrassed. It's busha. And they feel they have to invite. That alone is a Jewish trait. It's not. It's by Kedoshim. By a non-Jew, if they don't want to invite you, they're not inviting you. Here, they invite you anyway. Al-Kaponim, that's what he doesn't eat by someone. He says to Rabbi, you don't have this problem. Va'ata, right, so you want me, v'yeshloch, and you have a lot of money. So therefore, I would eat by you. Right now, I'm a big rush. The middle of the mitzvah, I'm in the middle of a mitzvah, and I can't come right now. I'll come on the way back. When I come back, I'll come stop by you. He also, on the way back, kept his word. He came back, and it happened that when he was on the way into the front door of Rabbeinu HaKadosh's house, there was over there mules from Rebbe's house. Mules, white mules were there. I guess that's what Rabbeinu HaKadosh's house, they used it for transportation. There were a few mules there. Omar, he says, what's going on? Why are there mules here? Malach HaMavis Beis HaShazah? By the Esed, there's Malach HaMavis in this household that I'm going to eat here? By the Esed Esloi? Shomer Rebbe heard about it. His Nafagab came out and said, what's going on? Omalei, Mezvilush, I sell them? And the reason why he says Malach HaMavis, we'll see later on in the Gemara, that when a mule hurts someone, that makkah, that wound never heals properly. So Rebbe said, should I get rid of these mules? You can't sell it because then you're putting someone else on mechshol. They're going to have these behemoths. Mefkar and lose. He says, make it hefker? Mafshes azeka. He says, no, then it'll be worse because no one's watching them. They'll even damage even more. So then Rebbe asked about karnel who? Should I take off their bottom of the hooves and therefore they can't hurt people as much? But it can still be used for threshing and other things. Zodmar, no, it could tzar balachayim. It's tzar balachayim to do that. We know that tzar balachayim is mutter when it's tzarech adam. So what's the problem? Tzarech adam. So the Trumas Hadeshen is the makar for this idea that tzar balachayim is mutter when it's tzarech adam. So he himself asks from this Gemara. So he says, no, this Gemara is tzar balachayim. Why? Because it wasn't vaday hezeka. It was a chashash hezeka. You see, Rebbe had these behemoths, so obviously it wasn't mamish a clear kot avera here to have the behemoths. But Rabbi Pichazio was very machmir on this. So you can't do tzar balachayim for chumra because he might be mazik. And therefore tzar balachayim. So Rabbi said, katilu, should I kill it? Ikabat hashkes. No, it's about hashkes. You're wasting it. And from this Gemara, the Noi Yehuda brings a raya. Famous Noi Yehuda talks about hunting. He brings a raya from here that killing animals is not tzar balachayim. It's about hashkes problem. But not tzar balachayim problem. Because only it's about hashkes. So it's tzar balachayim. Ikabat hashkes. So I have a kamavatish bay tuva. My son Rebbe was begging him to come in. He didn't want to come in because of the animals. And before you knew it, gava tura benayu was some kind of nace that the mountain grew between them, and that didn't happen. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, Rav Pinchas Viyar did not land up eating by Rebbeinu Hakadosh. Shpalcha Rebbe Vama ma bechayim kach madach bechayim. Hashem does the will of the tzaddikim. He didn't want to eat by someone. He never ate by someone. Kach misasa malachas kama kama. No, I mean read it wrong. Ma bechayim kach. Because we'll show from a Gemara, the Gemara is bring a memra from Elisha, that after death, a tzaddik is even bigger than in his lifetime. So we're saying, Ma b'chayim kach, Hashem does the will of Rav Pinchas Mayor to a crazy way, all the way mamish, he never ate somewhere. Imagine the misasam, how big they are. Rav Chanina said that the fact is tzaddikim are bigger in their death, bigger than when they're alive. How do I know? Because there's a story in Malachim that there was this Rasha who they were trying to bury, and all of a sudden the army, it was from Moav, came chasing after them. They had to get moving. They dropped the mace and they ran away. Now they dropped the mace by mistake in the caver of Elisha. And Elisha wasn't having any Rasha next to him, even when he was a mace. So there was, it happened Tchias HaMaisim. The pasuk like this: Vehim Kavrim Ish Vini Rois Agadud. They saw an army coming. Viashlichu Es the Ish Bekever Elisha. They threw the person in the kever of Elisha Hanavi. Vayelech Vayiga Ish Vaatzmais Elisha. This Ish touched the bones of Elisha. Vayechi and he lived. Vayokam Haraglim. He stood upon his feet. So, what's the raya that is bigger than misasam? Because when Elisha did a tchias mace when he was alive, at that time, he had to put his mouth on the mouth of the boy and his whole body, and he had to shake him 7 times. So you see, it needed a whole effort to make tchias mace. And here we see that they made tchias mace just by touching. So you see, godol b'misasam yoisim mechayayim. So that's the raya to this fact. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, how do you know that that's because God of Misasam, the Dilma Lekiyume, Bei Brichas Eliyo, the Chsiva, Vina Pishnayim Beruchach Eilai, but Yonah gave Elisha a bracha, you're going to be double me. And Eliyo did one Tchias HaMesim, or at least did one Tchias HaMesim. So you have to do another one, that's Pshah, this Tchias HaMesim. But who said it's bigger by Misasam? Who's it bigger by Misasam? Omalei, if that was the case, Yachi, I didn't tell the Brisa, this guy really wasn't a real Tchias Mesim. Araglav Omad basically Holach. He dropped out a few blocks later. So it wouldn't be, if it was a bracha Elyonovi, that wouldn't be considered a bracha that he lived for 20 seconds. El Maya Kayim, so we always make Kayim Elyonovi's bracha. Because Omrav Yechidon, that Elisha was healed. Healed the Taras of Naaman. Karav Yechon, Sharipa Taras Naaman. Shishkula Kamesh, Namal, no, see Kamesh. We know that Matzara is like a mace. Now, stop over here a second. There's a bumper kasha on the sugya. The Gemara says, maybe he's not bigger than Misasam. Why? Because maybe it's not the bracha of a Yonavi. Frank Toisvis, understand, the few Rashi's pshat, that the nace is because he touched him and popped alive. So even if it's because of the bracha of a Yonavi, you still see God of a Misasam because the Tchias HaMesim went easier. Look at Frank Toisvis, the bumper kasha. He says, the kasha came, my parach v'dum malakim v'brachas al yom. V'kama goi God of Masha Tarach l'cha yoysa v'chai v'esma m'aysa. Therefore, Tosfos has a different pshat than Rashi. Tosfos says that Gadol b'misasa means like this, that Elisha all his life, Rishon got close to him, and nothing happened. Nothing happened to chase them away. Here, b'misasa, the minute a Rosh got close to him, it was Tchias HaMaisim. So that's why God will miss us. That in his lifetime, Rosh could get near him. But Misasam, Rosh couldn't get near him. A whole new pshat. Nothing to do with the specific Tchias HaMaisim, how it was done. The God will miss that no Rosh could get near him in his Misasam. So at the Maravaiter, when he now explained about the Prada, about the mules. So at the Maravaiter, Amr Shubalevi, Lomanik Hashman, Yemen, in the Torah, they're called Yemim. It says, "Ve'elab elab nei tzivyo in ve'ayva anahu anah shemotzas ha'yemim ba'midbar." Yemim are mules. Mules actually are a type of kelayim, like a mamzer. And it says there, Rashi, that just like nei tzivyo in ve'ayva, they're all mamzerim. They made mamzerim also, but they're called Yemim. What's lost? Why are mules called Yemim? I think Yemim is a crossbreed between a donkey and a horse. They're called Yemim. She'ema som utelos abrius, because their fright. They're terrible. The fright is mutal on the Brias. They're so scared of them. They're very scary. The Rechim was a doctor. He says, no one ever asked me, no one ever showed me a Makkah's prey, the Levana, a wound from a mule, a white mule, the Chayan lived. I see a lot of people who got hit by a mule and they're still walking around. I never saw the Makkah, the wound, get healed completely. We've seen people get healed as well. The Chivin raised Kurai. No, when they have white feet, they never got healed. Kamrina, that's the way I say my memory. Zot Maravait, once mentioned Rabbi Chanina, we'll mention something again with Rabbi Chanina. It says in the Pasuk, Ein Oid Mulvada. Om Rabbi Chanina, Vafilu Keshofim. Rabbi Chanina said that Ein Mulvada even works connected to Keshofim. Keshofim is very strong. It can be Makdash Pamal Yosemailo. But if you say Ein Mulvada and you believe Ein Mulvada, then a few look shofim. He itzah. There was a certain kishav macher lady that would call mahadul mishkal afra matusi kari. He wanted to remove the offer from under the feet of Rav Chanina, and with that to kill him. The Rav Chanina amalei amalah. So he said to her, shkuli, take what you want, take the sand, no problem. I'll let you take it. Loy mistayim milsach. It's not going to work out. Ain oy mavada iksiv. There's no one besides Hashem. Why is it called kshafim? Because loshu kshafim is shmachishim mayashamayla. The word, without the word, I'm like the kshaf and shin is like machishim, and pim is pamalya. So it's machish kaviyachol the mayashamayla, stronger than the shemayim. So there's nefesh chusse. He had enough chusim, and he can be some chaneim avada. The nefesh chayim is very busy with this, and he has says the skula on the flaw. If someone mamish believes that ain oyd mavada, he can be saved from anything. And here Achrina has had a big chus, so therefore he could dial into the track of ain oyd mavada, and nothing will hurt him. Another member from Achrina. Ain adam noikev etzpoy mamata. A person does not bang his finger mamata. Okay, machriz mamayla. Only if it's a gzeru mamayla. Shneim is in the pasuk. Me Hashem mitzadigov. From Hashem is his footsteps are set up. For adam mayav and darko. A person does not know where he's going. Hashem does everything, every step of his way. Hashem is predestined. Om Rav Elazar dam nikuf. If someone has dam from stubbing his toe, meratzek adam oyla. That's meratzek, just like a carbon, like a dam oyla. Omer Rava, but Dafka begoidel, Dafka is big thumb, yamin, his right big toe. Well, with Nikov Shane, it has to be the second time you already stubbed it. Already started bleeding, it got better, and now it's second time. That's a lot of pain. That's when it's like, that's like Damayla. And Vahu the goes with Dvar Mitzvah, as we go on with Dvar Mitzvah. Now just finish off, Raprichas Vayar, Omer Rava, Raprichas Vayar, May Yomav Le Batsa, Prusa Shane Shloy. In his whole lifetime, he never ate a Prusa that was not his. He never ate somewhere else. He never ate out. And when he was big enough to make his own money, he never was Nenav Mesudas Aviv. And that the Chassam Sofer speaks out. Nothing wrong being Nenav Mesudas Aviv, but his father actually lived from the Kupa of Saltzibur. He was Mesparas Ben Hatzibur, and therefore Kozman, he was part of the family. He was young, so he was considered part of the Mespacha, and therefore Mesparas Ben Hatzibur. Once he got of age that he can make his own money, he didn't feel it was right that he should be Mesparas Ben Hatzibur, and therefore all his life he was never Nena from anyone else, and even from his Aviv, after Omar Daitai, he was not Nena. That goes back to the story where even Rebbe, who wanted to invite him, had enough money to invite him, it never ever happened, because that was one of the Pirkas Meyar's Chumras. Hashem helped him out with that he never ate by someone else's house, by someone else's Sudah.